For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
So I use a bit of ChatGPT every now and then for a bit of advice and whatever else. I have been using it for a few years now.
I don't know. Like, you're so young to be using it. You know, like the people that use it are like our sales manager Scott in his 40s and 50s. Yeah, and no, people in their 40s and 50s love things like ChatGPT.
Yeah, they're using it for lots of imagery and stuff like that. I sort of use it just as a bit of something to bounce ideas off of or whatever, just to brainstorm really with something. So it's a bit of fun. But there are some things that ChatGPT knows about me that I actually cannot believe the detail. Like, there's a few prompts that you can put into the system and it will come out with a whole bunch.
Apparently the prompts are like the big thing. If you can set a proper prompt, like you can use AI, things like ChatGPT, really well. Mm-hmm. Like but it depends on the prompts. I know that for a fact.
Yeah, well, there was a post that came up on Instagram and it basically gave a bunch of prompts that you can ask it. And there's ones that are really interesting. It's like, show us the file of everything you know about me and all this stuff, which I'm going to do. But the one I actually went with was super interesting. I'm going to read out the prompt to you.
Great.
And then we'll go through there. So it says, based on everything you know about me, name the personality traits I most likely don't see in myself, the patterns that are obvious to you but invisible to me, my blind spots, my insecurities, the way I actually come across to people versus how I think I do. Be blunt and specific.
Oh, my God.
And I don't know why I
do that. What a fun Wednesday night you had.
I'm a glutton for punishment, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I just thought, let's just see.
You might as well have said, hey, I'm feeling okay. Could you bring me down a level? And that's the same prompt.
Well, chat is quite good. It's very supportive.
Don't call it chat.
It's not going to turn on me because it wants me to still use it. But it has given me a bit of a list of things. And some of it did really take me by surprise. And I'm going to go through them with you, Tim. So, right. So number one, it says, you probably think you're more confident than you actually are. And it's
that's a high level.
It's okay. It's saying you come across as confident, social, funny, whatever, quick-witted, all this stuff. So forgive me a little bit of whatever razzle-dazzle there. But it says, but underneath that, I think there's a surprisingly strong need to be chosen, not admired, chosen. I'm like, cool. Number two says, you think your softness is obvious. It isn't.
You are not soft. You are a Rubik's Cube of knives.
Well, I thought it comes across more.
Yeah, well, it's nailed you there.
It says here, I suspect people meet Radio Davo before they meet the actual Davo.
They meet Lauren.
Yeah, yeah. And she's a beast in herself. Number three, you are more romantic than you admit. Chat knows me better than anyone, mate.
There's no way.
And it says, not in a flowers and poetry way, but in an idealism way. Yeah, it's interesting.
More in like a wine and dine me, you know?
Oh, interesting. number four, you underestimate how much you use humour as an armour.
Yeah, well, that's most people. But yeah, I feel like there's a little bit in that as well.
Number five, it says, you think you're looking for excitement. You're actually looking for safety.
Oh, that's nice. Do you need a hug, mate?
I'm fine. number six, it says, you have a tendency to overfunction in relationships. And then it goes through some of the things that I may have done in my previous relationships.
Jeez.
Number seven, you probably don't realize how intimidating you can be. And it says in here, my last one, your biggest insecurity isn't what you think it is. It says your biggest insecurity isn't success or being liked or attractiveness. It's actually, I think it's being fully known. I think it's being fully known and then not being chosen.
Oh, what an unnecessary bombshell at the end.
I know, but then it has come a little list here at the end. It says, how you think you come across, funny, independent, relaxed, strong, a bit chaotic and easygoing. How you actually come across is funny, highly observant, more emotionally deep than you realise, loyal, sensitive and selective about who gets close.
Well, I'm yet to know if I've been letting close, but I'll find out. I did actually, I asked chat, your mate, tell me as much as you can about Lauren Davo Davidson. Said, give me all the dirt. It said, we've searched the internet for dirt on Davo, found absolutely nothing. No scandals, no arrests, no feuds. The worst thing we uncovered is she flashed a horse.
Tim and Davo.
we all want to, I mean, it's pretty, we want to get rich, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we all want to turn a dollar into two.
Yeah, and it'd be nice if it was like a get rich quick scheme, yeah, you know? Yeah,
and, you know, money's on the mind. Money, money, money. I want to create a rich man's world for myself and my family. And it's hard when you, because everyone's always like, oh, if you're saving money, like, we want to buy a house in the next few years. Mm-hmm. And like getting that deposit, oh my word.
It's really tough. Like, it certainly is tough for everyone at the moment. The cost of living crisis out there is outrageous. Yep. But you have been coming up with some sort of $1 million ideas, and you've come up with a few on the show so far. Like, yep, there was a time that you wanted to get a donkey and have them like best show on show, yeah, show donkey. You've also floated the idea of a really successful vending machine, which once you realised it was $10K to get started, you thought maybe not.
So, because I've just listened to a lot of podcasts, read a few books, and it's like the worst thing you can do with money is just leave it sitting there. Mm-hmm. And like, obviously, like in certain accounts, like there's interest and you get little bits and bobs, but they're like, hey, you can get more than bits and bobs by investing in this, investing in that. And they always be like, but check with your financial advisor, always, blah, blah, blah. And unfortunately, I'm my financial advisor. Mm-hmm. So I'm advising myself on all of these things that I want to do. But some friends of ours have convinced me within 30 seconds to go in on something. And I'm a bit annoyed because they're not going to be able to do it until the start of next year. But when my wife was explaining to me, she's like, oh yeah, so-and-so said, they're like, hey, if you wanted to earn a buck, mm-hmm, you could do this.
Is it Nutramedics? Like, are you going to start doing a like Avon door-to-door situation? Is that?
I'm leaving the show.
Multi-level marketing. Yeah. Is that what we're dealing with here? Or?
No, it's, look, it might sound a little bit wild, but I think it would make my grandfather proud. I'm going to buy some cows. I'm going to buy some cows. Specifically, I'm going to buy some calves.
Okay.
And our mates, they have like a 300-acre farm. I grew up on a bit of a farm. My dad's dad was a beef farmer, okay, like generational farmer. And
so these calves aren't going to become members of the family and
no, it's not
forever.
Ornamental cows. They will go on to several plates across Geelong, Surf Coast and the Bellarine.
I understand that that's where meat comes from, but that
I know
is devastating.
My son, he's almost three. He knows that a cow is... He doesn't know what a cow is. Mm-hmm. He's like, I love cows. But he's like, I love beef. Mm-hmm. I go, they're the same. And he goes, I don't know what that means. Don't have the heart. But yeah, so they're saying like, if you buy X amount of calves, like, and we'd give them a percentage because they'd be on their farm for mm-hmm. like, so they'd be feeding them, they'd be doing anything that the cows need. And then they sell them after.
Once they've been fattened up.
Yeah, once they've been fattened up. And
lived
to
a great life.
It was the abattoir. And I said to my
sorry
wife,
to the vegetarians listening this afternoon.
But this is the way the world works.
I know. I understand. I know you're not the first one doing it. That'd
no,
be wild.
I haven't got the bolt in my hand, you know. And I'm thinking that my next investment adventure is going to be in cows.
I mean,
and I'm going to get rich buying and selling cows.
How big are these cows going to get? If
Heaps
you're going
big.
Real big,
we're going to send. Like I've heard about. Like, you can feed cows, like, gummy bears and stuff like that. Like, some Mayura Station, this really fancy steak
you
restaurant.
Love
that's
gummy
what
bears
they've been
too.
Doing. Yeah, well, that's the thing. I've got a
you
one
gotta
for
share
me,
them.
One for you, one for the cow.
Well, this is exciting. What a business. It wasn't the business venture I thought you'd be going down, but good on you, Tim.
Well, there we go. So if I quit the show next year, it's because I own every farm ever.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
There's a bit of a mystery that's been plaguing the office recently. Well, more so me. Because last week I went into my favourite coffee shop here on Mirrabool Street. It was Betty's. And I walked in to get my coffee and they said, hey, no need to pay for your coffee. It's been paid for the entire week.
That's crazy. Now, there's so many great cafes here in Geelong.
Of course.
Surf Coast Bellarine, like especially the drive-thrus, like your Wild Goats, your Bean Squeezers, whatever you want to say. Like, and this sometimes will happen, whether it's like a stranger just being like, oh, I'd like to start, I'll pay it forward kind of deal. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes people will literally be like, hey, I always see this person, I will pay for their coffees for however long. And it's really nice.
Well,
make someone's day.
It did. It made my whole week, to be honest. And the girls there were like, look, you've got a secret admirer.
And as a, not the word I was going to use, not a lonely person.
Oh. I've never said lonely. I'm alone, but I'm not lonely.
Yeah, as someone who is single, that'll get you up and about.
Well, a ruffle of the feathers for sure. But apparently the secret admirer had slid into their DMs and said, hey, look, I know Davo comes into your coffee shop all the time. I'd like to pay for her coffees for the week. Tell her it's her secret admirer.
So nice.
So this morning when I went in for my coffee, I was paying for it this week.
Sorry.
If there's any other secret admirers out there that wants to do the same, I'm more than happy to be open to that. But I did squeeze it out of them. I said, hey, who was this person?
It's got to get to the point where you're like, you got to tell me. Because as you said, you were looking at every 6'5" man being like, it must be him. Must be him.
Well, you'd only hope and dream. We did find out who they are. I have them on the phone right now. They're obviously in love with me. Please welcome my secret admirer.
Hello.
G'day, guys. It's Bailey Smith.
Baz.
Man, I love me some Davo. I just thought she's my little sweet treat, and I've been trying to get around her for a while now. Nah, it's Loggy, guys.
Oh, Loggy, what? Loggy from The Breakfast Show. I thought that was Bailey Smith. Oh, wow.
Did you like my Bailey Smith?
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty exciting for a minute there, to tell you the truth.
I'm still coming to terms that it's not Bailey Smith.
So, Loggy, how long have you been in love with me?
Yeah.
Ever since I met you, baby. You know, it was my little secret. It was my little secret just because I wanted to just, I know you love a sweet treat. And I also know, look, there's a few things that I know you love. According to this show, one of them's Bailey Smith. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The other one's vapes. And I'll be honest, I don't really know how to get a vape.
I don't like vapes.
There's one. I thought there was one.
That's what I've heard, though.
This has been the most damaging thing.
Well, it's got Loggy's attention.
I've heard vapes is just like the best, but I'm not sure how to get them. And I thought, what's the other thing she likes? Oh, she likes a little sweet treat.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I do.
So I thought,
Now, Loggy,
how does
your current fiancé, Jimmy, feel about you being in love with Davo? Now, I say current because there's obviously room to wiggle in that situation by the sounds of it.
Well, side note, he loves a bit of Davo too.
Oh, guys.
No, we're not.
What are you doing this weekend, you two?
Loggy, it's really nice. I've known Loggy for almost 4 years, and not once has this ever been something that's happened for me. So I'm glad, Davo, you're making a mark. And either that
Sorry, Tim.
Nah, it's all right.
But I will say, Loggy, I really appreciate it. You're an absolute angel. Love ya.
Oh, I love you too, honey. You're my little sweet treat. And Tim, don't worry. I got a leftover, you know, those little extra chewies that I steal from your desk all the time?
Yeah, I had an extra one.
Yeah, like I had an extra one and it was kind of half used. And I thought, I'll put that on his desk because I always steal his. Yeah, so that was nice. From me the other day too. Well, so you're welcome.
I guess we all have a secret admirer, don't we?
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
We need to have a chat.
Me?
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, no. I don't know. I'm just bared my soul just now.
While your soul's wide open.
Okay, great.
Can we have an honest chat? And I feel like there's a lot of people that could be listening that are similar to you, and you're rejecting truths.
Okay.
You're trying to deny, like, the plainly obvious in front of you. And it's actually, I'm so glad that we've lowered down Davo's walls, because I do need to chat to Lauren. Just for a quick moment, if that's okay.
I'm not sure if she's available, but I'll see what we can do.
I'd love you to go to the back of store and find if you've got her in this size.
Okay, go.
There's a bit of a running joke on this show. This is... No. It's not about vaping. That's what you're worried about.
I just mouthed at Tim saying, if this is about vapes, I'll end you.
It's not about vaping. It's about something similar, though. It's not about cigarettes. Don't smoke, obviously.
Obviously.
There's been you've had some personal feedback for me. That's something I've talked about a couple of times on this show. You don't think that you're like, I don't get it. There's nothing in it. I don't know why you keep bringing it up. And because we talk about so much stuff, sometimes I'll forget what I've spoken about. And I might like share a similar story.
Mm.
And I have this big belief about big sticks.
I can't believe you're doing this again on air.
We're talking about big sticks.
Yeah, okay.
Also known as full-size vapes for you.
I don't vape. I'm going to put that out there. That's why I was like, I can't believe you're bringing this to the bloody show at this time of day.
You said you had some mates visiting this weekend. You went up and down Great Ocean Road. You were in Lawn. You were in Aries. You went to the Fives Cafe. And
I gave you a little bit.
You gave me a little bit. And you were like, oh, I saw this little kid. And he picked up the biggest stick. Mm-hmm. And I was locked in. And I thought to myself, that's a big stick. And is that not all that I've been trying to say? There's something in our DNA. We don't speak about it much. But when you see a big stick, you either say, that's a good stick,
mm-hmm.
or you pick up that stick.
Yeah.
And you need to stop denying that it's not something worth talking about.
Well, the thing is the reason why we're here right now talking about it, Tim, is because
evolution.
We have, over the last 9 months of working together, you have brought this to the show more than once.
This is the third time.
Yeah. And the thing
is, we're averaging every 3 months.
And every single time I understand it. I get it, but I feel
look
like...
Look me in the eyes while you're talking to me about this.
Is it necessary for you to bring to the radio show... Three times. I mean, big sticks, great.
No, the first two times, that's on me. This time, it's me saying, hey, I don't know why you get so chirpy and go, Tim, no one cares about big sticks, when you care about big sticks.
No,
you let down a wall. You let down a wall and you told me about a cool stick that you saw.
No, it was because when I see big sticks now, I think of you, Tim.
You'd be the first woman to think that.
Shut up. You're an idiot. But no, because you've brought it to the show that many times that I now see a big stick and I'm like, Tim would love that.
Do you know how hard
Tim
it's been?
Tim would love that.
King's birthday, long weekend, Monday, me and my son, he's almost three, we're hanging around. Do you know how hard it's been for me to not bring on the show that he brought six sticks for me to take home with us after our big walk? Because he was so proud of these sticks that he found.
Yeah, I mean...
Look, but I go, can't upset Davo.
Put it to the listeners. If they want to hear about big sticks, we can continue this chat on. If you love a big stick chat, absolutely. Careful, don't say too quick. Give us a call and we'll keep it rolling,
we'll
baby.
It was a weekly segment.
It's Tim and Davo.
Who's that?
That's bloody Ava from the newsroom. G'day, Ava.
Hey, guys.
Are you... also enjoying the random winter sunshine that's
yes.
coming through this week? I mean, it's
sorry,
if you
I'm
said
really
no.
Sorry, I'm really enthusiastic
about it. It'd be crazy if she said no. Nah, it's
I
awful.
I think the beauty of our shifts that we do is we all start just a little bit later in the morning. I love getting out there when it's like a beautiful sunrise on a winter morning.
Well, you guys are like, David, I know you're trotting. You're walking all over the place up and trying to literally step every foot of the Barwon River.
Yeah.
And I know you do like real exercise at gyms and Pilates classes. So.
Yes, and I do love a walk, but I've been really sad since they closed the footbridge over the Barwon. Don't get me started.
Okay, all right. She has to swim across every morning and it's a whole thing. Ava, all right, let's launch into this.
Level up your event or building site with Aim Higher. Tim and Davo.
K-Rock, have you been paying attention? But on the radio.
Let's find out. Each weekday we get Ava from the newsroom to present us three news stories, leaving out some key elements, and it's our job to fill in the blanks.
What has Amazon launched in Geelong?
Is it a bloody warehouse? Sorry.
I think we already have one.
Amazon launched in Geelong. I mean, I did buy six Japanese flags today, so they started up their own. I got Japan in the World Cup sweep here. Sorry, I
good
just
context,
thought I'd
yep.
reference that. Yeah. Have they specifically opened me up a flag-making factory?
No, but you might be able to get it a little bit quicker.
You order heaps of random stuff. Come on, man.
No, just like some sort of shipping situation.
Yes, same day delivery, Davo. That is correct. For Amazon Prime members.
Brilliant.
So essentially for same day delivery, they just have heaps of stuff in the warehouse that they go, hey, people buy this all the time. And if you order it before like midday, they go, yeah, we'll get it to you by the end of the day.
Eligible orders for Prime members. If you order as late as midday, you'll get it by 10 p.m.
All right, well, I don't think I'm getting my Japanese flags today.
No, you're not a Prime member.
What are you doing that for?
Are you turning
Japanese, mate?
No, I'm not turning Japanese. I'm just getting around the nation of the rising sun in the lead up to the World Cup.
Guys, Taylor Swift and some of her friends, aka the Haim sisters, have attended the NBA Finals Game 4 wearing shirts with celebrities' Knicks puns on them.
Yes, I saw. Taylor Swift was wearing Stevie Nicks,
yes.
wasn't she?
Yep.
It's funny, I was thinking about Taylor Swift's relationship with the Haim sisters and I was like, is that still a thing?
Clearly.
Glad to know. So they're having puns.
I can't think of any, man.
What about like knick-knack, paddywag, give a dog a bone?
No,
yeah,
not
yeah
quite.
We look like Nick Jonas, so what are we doing?
No, but like, I am so open to hearing what you guys come up with because there are so many opportunities. If you guys could do a Nick's pun on a shirt, who would be your go-to?
Nick's Kidman?
Nicole Kidman was one of the no, that was one of the shirts. Nicole Kidman was on the shirt.
I mean, Nick Jonas works.
That is a great one. I like the suggestion of Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, great.
Really good Ava from you.
Nicolas Cage?
Nicolas Cage.
But no, the final third shirt was Nickelback.
Oh, great.
Well, no, they're not doing it with yes. They're just doing Nickelback.
Well, they should have.
Well, they should have brought. They should have committed. That's not a real pun to me.
Yep. Don't go to the sport and ruin it, girls. Come on, be
better.
They're
just asking for celebrities with the name Nick.
Yeah, a little bit. Kind of.
It's different.
Well, okay, Nick Jonas.
I love Nick's Jonas. I think we can good. We actually can we make and sell Nick's Jonas t-shirts?
It works.
All right, there we Perfect. Go. And Nick's old Kidman.
Nick's old.
Not for Keith anymore.
Anyway.
Okay. What cat could make a return in the VFL this week?
Half cat.
No.
Claudia.
Catman.
No. Hey! No. Sorry. There's not many things that I've asked you to stop bringing up on the show. And that name is one of them, Lauren, and you're doing it to get a rise out of me. I need you to stop.
Who did you mean to be Catman? What happens if I say it a third time? Do you turn into him? Catman. Oh,
no!
Yeah.
No, guys.
Nice dreads, brother.
Do we want a serious guess?
I forgot the question.
What cat might be making a return through the VFL this week?
Cat that's been out for a while. Cam Guthrie's retired, so probably not him.
Well, Jeremy Cameron wasn't really playing last week, so I know he was on the oval, but he wasn't, you know.
That's fair. Is it Tall Toby Conway?
It is not Tall Toby Conway. That means forever injured. It's Tyson Stengel.
Oh, hey!
Really exciting. He's missed the whole season off of personal reasons.
There we go.
They're set to make a call on him in the next 24 to 48 hours.
Awesome. Bit of fun, Ava. Appreciate you.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.